loves, and welcome to season 4 of the Hear Her podcast, episode 64. I'm your guidess, Heather Dressel, and I am so grateful to be here with you today. I'm curious if you're feeling lonely, if you're feeling alone on your spiritual journey. Like, are you aching for a community of like-hearted intuitive women? Do you long for a safer space to play and explore with your intuitive gifts and divine connections? Maybe you need a place to lay it all down and be witnessed, heard, and held. This was me for a very long time until I found solace in sisterhood. If you answered yes to any of what I just asked, then I invite you to check out the Hear Her Sisterhood. Scroll down to the show notes and click the link to learn more. And if you're called, sign up today. My dear friend and sister witch, Jessica Brannon, joins me as a guidess in the sisterhood. And together we weave some incredibly potent magic. If you want to get a taste of the fabric we weave, check out the 4-part mini-series Cauldron Sessions by clicking the link in the show notes below or episode 27 of the Hear Her podcast. In the words of Jessica, "Sister, bring your candle to the fire. We are stronger and more lit together." We would love to welcome you with open arms and bubbling cauldrons. So if you've got any questions, feel free to email us at divinelysensitive@gmail.com. And if you're not part of my email family, click on the link in the show notes to sign up today. Not only will you receive weekly emails with links to our latest episodes, intuitive musings, personal stories, and updates on our magical offerings, you will also receive a lovely guided meditation to help you calm your nervous system in less than 10 minutes that you can use again and again and again. Okay, my lovely listeners, it is time to share another amazing guest session. A few months ago, I decided to put out a post on an online women's spiritual group that I've been a part of for years, and this beautiful soul answered the call. I am so excited for you to hear this conversation and soak in all the potent magic that's waiting for you. Maria Serafina is an international spiritual business coach, energy alignment method mentor, catalyst and facilitator with clients and customers on almost every continent of the world. Through one-to-one sessions, membership, and online courses, she supports soul-driven, heart-based, holistic spiritual entrepreneurs, leaders, and business owners with the expansion and growth of themselves, work, and business, always from a space of love. She's followed the priestess path, gone through her fair share of rude awakenings and dark nights of the soul to arrive at the place and space within as without, where she today cannot imagine not blending, weaving, and merging the worlds of seen and unseen, spirituality with practicality, and magic with the mundane. Maria Serafina sees your purpose, vision, dreams, and desires as if already real. And no one works with her without it having a catalyzing effect on themselves, their work, or business. She has an innate ability to see the low-hanging fruit ripe for harvest, connections as well as opportunities for expansion and growth personally or professionally, which make her clients return over and over again when they're ready for their next level. Okay, without further ado, loves, let's meet Maria. Maria, welcome, welcome, welcome. Thank you so much for being here with us on the Hear Her podcast.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm so excited. I've already shared this with you. I'm so excited to be here and looking forward to see what wants to come through.
Yes, I love that. And thank you for being open to that. Just a reminder to our lovely listeners, this podcast is a little different in terms of we don't really plan anything. It's all intuitive, and whatever is meant to come through today, I trust will absolutely be here. So, you know, life is crazy and busy and energies can be high. So let's just ground in together. Let's take a moment. And if you're in a place where you can close your eyes and that feels good for you, I invite you to do so. And just feel your feet on the ground and allow your breath to just be where it is. Allowing yourself to begin letting go of any shame or judgment and just bringing in awareness around where you are in this moment. Inviting you to slow and deepen your breath, however feels good for you. Feeling the energy in the bottom of your feet. Allowing yourself to come into the present moment. As you exhale, when you breathe, I invite you to let go and release anything that was going on before you landed here with us. And on your next exhale, letting go of anything that needs to happen after you listen. Your to-do lists, the phone calls you need to make will all be there waiting for you when you finish. And so I invite you to continue breathing, grounding into the beautiful energy of earth through your feet, and giving yourself the gift of being here, being present in this moment with Maria and myself. If it feels good, I invite you to place your hands over your heart. And we're going to take 3 nice deep breaths at your leisure. Breathe. On this last breath, I invite you to pull up that beautiful earth energy from the bottom of your feet. If you're a visual person, you can imagine it coming up through your feet, what it looks like. If you're more of a feeler, feel that energy coming into your body, up through your legs, all the way up, 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 and then exhaling whatever you don't need to carry with you in this moment. Breathe. Beautiful, beautiful. And when you feel complete, I invite you to open your eyes and welcome, welcome, welcome to the present moment. It is such an honor and a pleasure to be here with you, Maria.
Thank you for having me, and thank you for that beautiful meditation. It was just what I need. So we're recording on 8/8, and I was just sharing how those energies and those frequencies have been, you know, bringing up stuff from like been bringing up. So I really needed that grounding. That was beautiful. Thank you so much, Heather.
Yes, of course. You're welcome. I do that. You know, it started from a place of needing for myself, and knowing that it would really allow me to give myself the gift of presence. And so I love to share that with my listeners and with my guests as well. So good to be here with you. Maria is coming to you live from Denmark, which is so cool and exciting. I think you're my first guest, not from the States or Canada. So that's awesome. Wow. Yes.
I'm the first. Wow. Wow, thank you.
Love it. I love it. I love it. And so we will begin where we always do. Maria, how do you sprinkle your magic on the world?
It's interesting because when you first said that question, it's emotional to me. Like there's a sense of gratitude and depth and beauty in it. So thank you for that question. The very first thing that comes to mind is by being who I am. That's the truest answer I can give you is like by being who I am. And then of course that, because in that answer lies a long, long history of alignment, of releasing, of connecting with who I am and knowing who I am and being who I am in truth. And that I think has been I don't want to say a lifelong journey because consciously, spiritually, my journey began, I think about 17-ish years ago. And I call it lifting the veils that are hindering my sight, hindering my feeling, hindering my senses, healing. And that's been a long journey of knowing that and being who I am and knowing that and owning that in just by being who I am, I sprinkle magic onto the world or into the world or share my magic with the world. And whether that is in a interview like this one or a sacred conversation, as I like to call them, because I see them as sacred conversations when we come together like this, or whether it's in my work as a spiritual business coach, a catalyst facilitator, and a mentor, or whether it's as an auntie to my darling three nephews, or a friend to my friends, or wherever I show up, then show up fully. And of course, the word magic, in some ways it has a dual meaning. It has, you know, there's, you know, magic when we look at it from a spiritual perspective, but, you know, luckily the muggles have also taken it on. Like it's also very mundane, right? Magic, how do you create magic in your everyday life and all these things. And I like to weave the world, right? I like to weave, you know, the practical with the spiritual and so forth. So, but it wasn't an easy journey getting to here. It wasn't an easy journey, and it wasn't an overnight journey. Mm. And it's a never expanding. I think I'm still in the process, even because I think that I continue to lift the veils again. That's my analogy for what's happening in our lives, and especially because I know, you know, about. We're talking about when we're talking about intuition and stuff, it's like if we're not able to connect or feel or sense or see or hear or whatever all of our senses, to me it's the abilities are there. I say just with lightly, but it's like it's about lifting the veils that are hindering whatever the experience that you don't have. Is how I see it. Did that answer? It was a long-winded answer, but did that answer your question in terms of how I share my magic or sprinkle magic in the world?
Yes, 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 yes. There is so much gold woven through everything you just said. I mean, the first thing you said is sprinkle my magic by being who I am. What an amazing statement. And I just want to say that one more time. I sprinkle my magic by being who I am because that's not easy. That's not easy for so many people. No. This idea of lifting the veils is actually what I would say when I was first along this, you know, spiritual awakening and this spiritual journey of, you know, I feel like there's this thin veil that still needs to be lifted. And it did have to do with letting go and releasing and surrendering, you know, to the idea of trust. Yeah. And allowing myself to really be in my senses. And I agree with you that everyone has this gift, It's just a question, you know, if we allow ourselves to really dive into it, because it is different for everyone. And when you said that, you know, magic has dual meaning, that truly resonated. And I'm a big fan of talking about weaving things into our daily existence, because, you know, sometimes when we look at social media and we see these beautiful sacred circles, or where these, you know, women are spending hours doing this sacred work, which is amazing and needs to be done and is beautiful. And not all of us have that kind of time in our life. And so learning, you know, simple yet potent tools to weave into your life. So important. So I just love when you said that, and you know, the fact that you shared and you were vulnerable, that it hasn't been easy, and that it's ever expanding. And I think that's so important for the audience to understand. And so where that leads me, what's coming up for me now is, along this journey in the beginning, you know, for someone out there who's really at the beginning of all of this, can you share something about your story or whatever comes up for you intuitively around what it is that you had to release, what it is that you had to let go of, or maybe how you did that to really be able to tap in and open up and trust?
Yeah. Okay. Well, this is going to be a long conversation, because there's a lot, right? But I think to distill it down, or to simplify it to the like umpteenth degree, is, for me, at its core, it's about fear. Fear is what comes up for me. I had to release or let go of the fear of what other people thought of me or think of me, what other people would say or think or do about what I said or did or didn't do. So it was about, I suppose, at its core, about letting go about all of the thoughts and ideas that I thought the world had about me. Because somehow throughout, and I think, you know, because I see this not just in myself, but in my clients and my friends and the world in general, is that we are somehow conditioned by this idea of, that other people seem to care or think a lot about us. And I know today's social media can really, really make it difficult as well, because like, oh boy, can you get in trouble? So it's been about consistently releasing fear, or at least that was the first thing. And when I say my focus wasn't really on fear. My focus has always been on love. For me, love is the way. That's my core principle. It's what I live by. And I have this very, very non-fancy concept that I've never been able to find sort of like a beautiful or smart tagline for, but I call it love with love. And that is, when you've made the choice for love, as I did, probably 17-ish years ago, 15, 17 years ago, you then have to, choosing love initially is easy, because everyone will say, of course, like, that makes sense, right? The second choice then comes when all of that which is out of resonance with love is being presented to you. That meaning, for me personally, that was a lot of my thoughts, my mindset, my patterns. It was more internally than anything else. And of course, also the external came later, but it was more internally. And to then be willing to choose love again when I think I am failing, or think that I have done wrong, or that I've sinned, or that I'm not worthy or not deserving, or then choosing to love myself even when that shows up for me. So that was the first part of my journey, was a whole bunch of mental, internal releasing or choosing. I didn't know at the time that what I was doing was releasing, really. I just knew that I was choosing love. And then back in 2018, when I finally got, because I knew about energy, but I had never hadn't really understood it on a practical level, but September 29th, 2018, I had an experience where I just like out of this world experience, not out of this world, but it was very practical down to earth experience with energy where I understood it completely. And since then I started releasing energetically. Then I started using the method that I use, which is the energy alignment method. There's, you know, it's not to elevate one method over anything else, because there's a million methods in the world that work. That was what was working for me. It's what I use in my work. But that's when I then started releasing it energetically as well. And then when that happened, I also then experienced a lightness that came about, because for the first, I want to say 10-ish years, it was more mental than anything. And when I also added the component of energy, like not just surrendering, but releasing energetically, my energy shifted. And I think that that's maybe also why, because a lot of people will tell me I have good energy. And when they do that, I tell them, thank you very much, because I have worked really hard and long on it. Like, this is not something that I know that I was born with who I am and not who I am, but yeah, who I am and my personality and so forth. But how I show up in the world today is a combination of the work that I have done, as well as who I am. I'm proud, and I didn't used to be this way. When people told me this, I would be like, yeah, they're just being nice, right? They're just being nice. But people like it, I had to really own it. I had to. And so, yeah. So to get to that point, So when I got it energetically, it's like, that's when I started feeling lighter as well. And more expansive and more expanded and satisfied.
Yes. Yes, yes, yes. That is so beautiful and really resonates for me and my own journey. And I think so many people listening will relate to the idea of how in the beginning, it's a very mental process. Mm. I think that's because as humans, we tend to live from the neck up. It's just what we know, right? Logic is king. This is what we've been taught. And, you know, you're talking about this conditioning that is so deeply ingrained in us as humans to worry about what other people think, and the idea that everyone's always, you know, looking at us or commenting or thinking about like us, and you know, as we unravel,
yeah,
we're speaking. I was just like seeing this chain unraveling in my third eye, and as we unravel, we realize that it is just that it is conditioning. And the idea of choosing love over fear has been a huge theme in my own life. That has not been easy. It has not been easy. And it does take some work, and it is, about releasing and letting go of those thoughts. Mm-hmm. And, you know, for me in the beginning, it was just pausing and noticing, you know, so there's somebody out there who's like, oh, my thoughts are reeling so much. And I don't know if I can, I don't even know how to let go. I can barely even hang on. Mm-hmm. And that's where I was. And for me, it really was just awareness. I mean, awareness was the key to open the door to everything else for me, because I was able to then pause and be like, oh, is what I'm thinking true?
Yeah.
Because maybe you can relate. I still to this day, I'm an thinker.
Yeah. 100%. Like awareness, like, was part of my journey as well. So what I would do in the very beginning of my journey, I still do this. I use my phone because it's something that you have available to, even 10 years ago, we still had smartphones or even 17 years ago. But what we did was I would set an alarm on my phone to go off 5 times a day. And when the phone went off, I use it to do different things. So in the beginning it was, I choose love, not knowing what that would the cataclysmic effect that would have. But it was also at one point I was also using it to be like, where are my thoughts the question that I would ask is, are my thoughts based in fear or are they based in love right now? Because it's easy to go around about your day and be very unconscious and unaware of what's happening upstairs. Like it's just going on. But if you have your phone and if you set your phone, your timer, set a gentle alarm, please not like, wah, 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 like something gentle that people won't be disturbed by. And then when it goes off, ask yourself, am I based in fear or am I based in love right now? And that's one of the things that I did. And the discovery was pretty like, oops, you know, I realized like most of the time my thoughts, my feel, everything was based in fear. And so that's when I then, okay, there was a choice for me to make here and it has to do with choosing love. So that's what I then did. And I naively thought that, you know, me choosing love meant that heavens would open, angels descend, rose petals be strewn, obstacles be clear because I had chosen love, right? Well, hallelujah. Instead, everything, like I said before, everything that was out of resonance with love has been and is being presented with me to me because it's still a journey. Like it's not, you start in one area of your life and then you get that sort of sorted and then the next door opens and the next door opens and the next door opens. And then like, it's, so it's like, it's a constant expansion and growth is what I see it as. And you mentioned surrender, which is, so I'm an Aries sun and sort of stubborn-ish. And also I have a Virgo moon, so I'm also slightly perfectionist. So surrender is one of those like, watch me, I've been brought to my knees because I like to say that God or the universe or whatever source you know in your heart of hearts does not test us, but it strengthens us. It's not there to break us down, only to build us up. And surrender is one of those where I'm like, oh, I forgot again. Dang it. And pat myself on the shoulder or share that I love myself still, even though I forgot about the surrender part for a moment. Right. So, yeah. So I just want to share that about surrender.
I love that. And that's so important. Listeners to remember, because guess what? We're human, right? And it's a spiral journey. This is not linear. You're not going to just all of a sudden one day be healed, right? Like for us, we're talking about love and fear. And so it's going to come back around for us so we can look at it through a different lens and, you know, continue our journey. So I love that you shared that about surrender because it is important. It is so important to be gentle with our, when we do slip into fear, because it's going to happen. It is going to happen. And so just having one of my clients said early on when I started years ago said to me, you've taught me pausability. Like I now have pausability. I'm able to pause. And I loved that she said that because it's really hard to pause. Yeah. And we can allow ourselves that gift of just taking a moment and being like, oh, that I'm leading fear and that's, you know, as opposed to berating ourselves, like what's wrong with you? Why are you doing this? Always choose fear, the whole thing. Cause I used to have a play out in my own head and I learned, you know, to tell the mean girl, you know, it's okay. We're going to be. And your simple practice that you shared, I want to go back to that super quick for the audience. But ask yourself that question. What a simple yet potent, super potent way to start the unraveling, to start the unconditioning, to really work on rewiring the synapses in your brain. I didn't mean to cut you off. So
that can be magic. Like that can be like, that's so mundane. We have our phones, we carry our phones with us almost everywhere. Right. So we have our phones. It's something that like super practical that can be super spiritual or, you know, awareness, conscious, elevating. Yeah. The thing that because in terms of the, you know, the spiraling, the thing is what I found like, so early on in my journey was like, I thought, okay, so I'm just going to be, you know, spiritually evolved and I'm going to say, see ya suckers. And I'm going to take off. Right. Like that's what happens. Right. But it's not about that. Like I'm a spiritual being having a human experience. I came here for a reason. My purpose is love. Other people's purposes might be different in whatever capacity or work or you do or do not do. So it's also to know that the work that we do on ourselves, because everything is energy, the work that you do personally has a collective effect. So for example, sometimes all of a sudden I will have an emotion of fear, or I feel down all of a sudden, or I feel something and I'm checking in and I'm like, this is not mine. But rather than being like, oh, who is it? And what is it? Blah, 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 I just started releasing it, knowing that at some level somewhere, someone will feel an elevation. Someone will have a shift, and I don't need to know why or how or anything. I just need to know it was there and now it's gone. So that's what I do. It's also, I have a membership called The Elevation, and that was my focus, was I want to have us be focused on releasing or on the desires, on the love, on the aspirations, rather than what you want to get away from. Because oftentimes, you know, it's about what we want to get away from rather than what we want to get to. And so for me, it's about the elevation. And at the same time, to be mindful that, because this is one of my, I can feel my fire rising. Because so often when it comes to spirituality or in the spiritual community, it's about being high vibe and having these high vibrations. And if you, yes, exactly. See, for those who are not watching but listening, I just want to make clear that Heather was just like, her eyes hit the back of her head so fast. She was rolling her eyes so hard at me, which I love. So I know that we're on the same page. But it's about, so what my, you know, teacher, mentor taught me, and what is so powerful is that if you look at an EKG, like for your heart rate, what happens if you have like one vibration only, it's a flat line. That means you're dead. There has to be fluctuations. There will be fluctuations. Not, you know, if you look at a stressed heart, of course, it's not good. But if a normal heartbeat has fluctuations, life has fluctuations. It's not about just, you can't, like if anyone is listening who's gotten into their, someone have told them that you can only be in high vibrations, that is BS. It's not possible. And there is as much power and force in those quote unquote lower vibrations as there is in the higher ones. It's all about how you go about it. So I will get down off of my soapbox now again. And then it's just because that is such a, you know, the whole, I love high vibrations. Don't get me wrong. Like it's just not possible. So again, we're spiritual beings having a human experience. And in the human experience, what we experience are duality and polarity. Yes, it's about transcending those. Yes, it's about experiencing oneness, which, you know, is possible. However, being here on this earth, there is this, like you said, there's a cycle, there's a rhythm, there's a cyclical nature to everything. And it is for me, be as loving, kind, caring as possible in this world as possible, which I think the world needs more of. But that does not mean that you are a doormat. It doesn't mean that you don't have boundaries. It doesn't mean that you don't say no. It doesn't mean that you constantly let someone walk all over you. But that's a whole other show. But
yes, 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 yes to everything that you just said. That is so, so important for people to understand, because it's really easy, I think, especially with social media, right? The word is social bypassing to,
yeah. Oh yeah.
Where you think like, oh, high vibes only. Like, I know that's like a big quote that you see everywhere, and into reality, you're on earth and you're a human, and that's impossible. And as Maria was sharing, it's really important to allow those other frequencies, right? And to be those emotions. And if you've been a listener of mine for a while, you know how much I talk about energy. You know how much I talk about emotions. Everything is energy. Emotions are energy in motion. Mm-hmm. And we've got to come to a place where we don't live from the neck up, and we do allow ourselves to feel the lower vibrations. And then it's your choice, right? Going circle back to choosing love over fear. Be with that sticky, icky emotion. Be in that crappy place. And when you're ready, make your choice.
Yeah. And if a friend of mine is having a hard time, and think that they can only come to me in high vibrations, that would make me, I mean, even now I can just feel it would make me so sad, because I would want to be, I am their friend for their fullness. I want to be there for the highs and the lows. If you only show me your highs, how much of a connection or a friendship do we really have if you're not able to let me be vulnerable with you and be vulnerable, let me you be vulnerable with me? Like, that is, so I think that part of, like, yes, it's spiritually bypassing, but it's also detrimental to a lot of people who might think that they're not able to express, you know, what they're truly feeling or how they're feeling because, oh, it's not spiritually, okay to not feel well.
Yes.
But it is, because it is the full lived experience. And that is very spiritual.
That is very spiritual. And, you know, those are the friends that you need in your life that are going to take the wholeness of you, that are going to be there to hold space for every piece and part of you, because mm-hmm. it's kind of impossible to show up in a high vibration all the time. It's not good for you. It's not good for the world. It's not good for anybody. Mm-hmm. And, the spirit keeps like knocking on the back of my head here to, cause it wants, they want me to go back for a minute.
Okay.
About releasing energy. And you shared very briefly that what worked for you was this energy alignment method. And yes, yeah. I agree. There are a bazillion practices and rituals mm-hmm. out there that you can do. And not everything we share on this show is going to work for you. What I do always share though with my clients and my listeners is be open. Be open to hearing and learning about all the different practices and methods and rituals so yeah. that you can find the ones that really work yeah. for you. So if you're willing, I would love for you to share a little bit about this.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. For me, like I said, this was like, I hadn't tried a million things before that, but I knew about energy. I tried tapping, which was really seemed to be the rave, but never got it to work for me. Other than pain management, it was really good. I had at one point in my life, I had a slipped disc, and EFT or tapping worked for me in terms of lowering the pain, which was wonderful at the time. But so the energy alignment method has five steps. And the thing that I truly, truly love about it is that we use what's called the sway to determine the origin of what's really happening in your energy. And I love when I introduce the sway to people. First of all, like they can start swaying and getting their yeses and their noes. That's one thing. But one of the questions I very often use with my clients or really anyone is that that was not a head question. That was a sway question. Because people, when you ask them a question, they automatically start to answer from, like you said, from the mind. But I'm like, I'm not asking you about what you think is present in your energy. I'm asking you what is really truly present in your energy. And I love how with a very, very simple available tool that like you can do anywhere, anytime without having to take, you know, a million certification or degrees or whatever, you can tune in and see what's present in your energy. And the answer often surprises us because we can have no idea. Like oftentimes we can't have an idea of what's really truly present because our energy or auric field have recorded everything through time and space. And so there will be times where there are things that for me, like seem so far out, but like I release it and I feel the release and then it's gone and I don't experience it anymore. So like I said, there are five steps. The first three ones really go together. And I also want to say people can go to my website and mariaserafina.com/EAM if they want. I have a free guide where they can just download the five steps. This is an old version, so I'm going to get it updated at some point. But like there is, you can actually get it if you want to have it. Yes. So the first three steps is like where you You ask, you move, and you experience. You ask, you experience, you move. I'm probably, because they're all meshed together. But you ask a simple yes or no question. Your energy would then respond with a yes or no question. It can only answer yes or no. It can't tell you the lot or numbers. It's not a predicting tool. It's nothing like that. It's what's present or active in your energy. And once you have determined what, and again, I love, because it's so, oftentimes it's so non-logical, mind mental. It doesn't judge. It's like, yes, this is present. Yes, this is, or no, this is not present. It's very simple. I love the simplicity of that. And also because with other methods, I've tried some breath work where they were trying to release stuff, but my mind was going on like, I don't even know if this is present in my energy or not. Like, you haven't asked, like, I don't know. It was a good session, but still I was like, so what I love is that it's like a laser tool that cuts like through the crap and just like, this is present or no, it's not present. And then once you've determined what's really present or active in your energy, what's causing whatever causing you upset or hurt, or is just not in flow or in alignment for you, you can then release it with step four, we use a simple statement, we release three times, and then you check with your sway to see whether or not it's been released. And when everything has been released, we then move into step five, which is the alignment step, which for me was an epiphany, because we hear about a lot about releasing, but you never hear about alignment, which not at that time where I was like, whoa. And so that's when you call in, because when you release a lot of energy, what you want to do is you want to fill that void up with juicy, vibrant, spicy, good energy. And so you do the step five. And that's essentially what I do in my membership, The Elevation, is that I give you a couple of statements to check in on, and then I give you an activation and an alignment. So that's what we then do in step five. And people tell me that they feel, and I personally, like, again, when I said I encountered this in 2018, and the lightness that I feel in my energy is beyond, like, it's just, even when things are not, there's plenty of things in my life that are not the way that I want them to be. But I still have this lightness and have flow and have alignment. Those are like very simple. Those are the five steps. But like I said, people are welcome to go ahead and download the guide, which is old. And I'm like, oh my God, it's so old. I need to update it. But yeah, it is, like, it'll still work for people if you just, or ask me, feel free to, reach out and ask me a question about it. I love to share about it if it floats your boat. So.
Yes. Oh my goodness. Well, we will share all of that in the show for sure. A laser tool that cuts through the crap. Yeah. I mean, awesome. Who doesn't need something like that? And I love that, you're sharing this idea of asking, and it's a yes or no, because I do a lot of work as well. And it's very similar to what I do is root, release and receive. And so yours is alignment on the end, right? And so mine is very similar. Yeah. And like allowing yourself, okay, after you've let go, now allow yourself to receive, right? Because you've got that space.
Yes.
Sometimes we forget about. So beautiful. I can't even believe that we're coming up on time. Just to share with the audience, Maria and I have never talked other than on email or Facebook Messenger. And I'm like, I could talk to you forever. This is awesome.
So when you first came on stream, I was like, oh, I'm going to see her again.
Amazing. Well, is there anything on your heart, Maria, that you would like to share before we leave and wrap things up with our lovely listeners?
Well, first of all, thank you for the opportunity to come on here and chat. I mean, I feel the same. I loved it. Number two, the second thing that comes up for me is that to let people know that they are loved. I don't know who you are. I don't know where you are in the world, but just know that you are loved and you're lovable just as you are in this very moment. No matter what's going on in the world, like no matter what's going on for you personally, you are so, so loved and you matter. And I care. So those are the two things that I want to share.
Beautiful. I second that motion. Thank you so much for being here. This was so lovely. Listeners, thank you for sharing your time with us. And until next time, blessings.
Thank you so much for listening to today's episode of Hear Her. I know your time is precious, and I'm so honored you chose to spend it with us. You can find information on how to connect to today's guest in the show notes, along with the links to subscribe to our mailing list, join the Hear Her Sisterhood, and dive deeper into your healing journey with me as your guidess. My dearest listeners, if you're enjoying the Hear Her podcast, I invite you to take a moment to write us a review. Click those stars, give us a rating, share your favorite episodes with a friend or a family member, and subscribe so you don't miss any of the magic. Until next time, sending you so much love and sensitivity.